I blinked, and they disappeared. The saguaros, I mean. The tall, multi-limbed cactus only grew in the Sonoran Desert. I only grew in the Sonoran Desert, too, until it became clear Phoenix could no longer be my home. All I had to do was climb into a car and point it north. Such a simple ending, following a catastrophic journey. Me and the saguaros. We've disappeared. The vehicle I'm in does a terrible job absorbing the black tar road. The road noise rushes in, whirling around us. It doesn't even matter. The air is already thick with awkward silence. What does a little road noise hurt? Through a wide-open swath of nothingness, we drive on, and the car climbs higher. A small sigh escapes my lips at the first pine tree. In less than a mile, we lose the tall, scrubby bushes, and there are only pine trees, some clustering together and others spaced far apart. I feel somber at the sight of some that are barren and blackened by previous fire. It seems unfair they've been left standing, bearing the marks of how they were ravaged for all to see. At least my marks hide on the inside. My shoulder bumps the hard plastic door as the driver changes lanes and speeds up to pass a semi-truck. He sends the massive truck a couple beeps from his horn as we go by, grumbling under his breath about the left lane versus the right. I should have known someone who spelled his name Jeff would be a bad driver. The moment I saw his name, I wanted to call him Geoff, but resisted the urge. Leaning forward, I open my mouth and say the first word spoken to one another in 2.5 hours. It should only be 20 more minutes. Looking down, I check the map on my phone again. I look up, catch his gaze in the rearview mirror, and immediately avert my eyes. I've never been asked to drive this far before, he says, his tone curious. He's fishing for information, but he's going to come up empty. The phrase, life or death, used to be said by my dad when I complained and he wanted me to see how inconsequential my complaint was. But this is not like that. This is actually a matter of life or death.